All right, welcome to the stock market update for Thursday, October 21st. And holy cannoli, there's a lot going on today. With me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hart. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus.
Hey, let's jump right in because boy, oh boy, what is happening here? So yesterday, the Dow intraday hit a new record high, all-time high, but then pulling back a little bit and closing just shy of this record high here. So the close a little bit lower, but good day for the Dow. And here we are. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And, you know, the Dow's pretty much been the laggard of the major indices all year long, you know. So here we see a situation where now the Dow is actually leading the way and the first to get back to record highs. You're right. We made intraday records and we did close slightly lower. I think it was about 16 points below the previous record close, but still an impressive comeback for the Dow.
For sure. And I mean, also the S&P 500. I mean, we're just, what, 0.2% away from record highs? It's super, super exactly. Close here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then tech was off to an impressive start at the open, but it kind of fizzled and finished slightly lower yesterday.
Yeah, so NASDAQ down just a little bit lower. So tech definitely lagging. The NASDAQ has still ways to go up. So, I mean, let's talk about it. What's causing all of this? So we have several good news. I mean, obviously, we're in the midst of earnings season, but we also had some good news from the coronavirus front, right? I'm just bringing up the COVID cases here really quick.
Yeah.
So there we go. So did you see what happened in the news that we got here?
Yeah, I mean, cases are down. And we also heard that the FDA authorized booster shots of both Johnson & Johnson and Moderna's COVID vaccines. And so this is a huge step to distributing extra doses to, you know, millions of people around the U.S., also saying that they could mix and match doses. So if you started with the Johnson & Johnson, you can get, you know, another booster and you're not just stuck with the Johnson & Johnson. And so, yeah, I know that there's some indecision with some people about the vaccine, but bottom line is the markets, the economy sees this as a huge, huge positive to, you know, getting back to normal with vaccines being distributed and, you know, helping prevent COVID.
Yeah, so the CDC still needs to get approval, give approval, and it's expected to come today. But okay, so let's talk about earnings. So thus far, around 70 companies, or exactly 70 companies of the S&P 500 have reported earnings, and 86% of them beat expectations. And all eyes yesterday were on Tesla. So let's talk about Tesla. What happened there? They're down pre-market, but what did they say yesterday? Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we expected Tesla to have a pretty good quarter, and they reported record revenue and profit for the third quarter. They recorded $1.62 billion in net income. So definitely a strong earnings report. It's probably a little bit of a, you know, buy the rumor, sell the fact, or sell the news, and people taking a little profits because they've had a pretty nice run up.
Well, but here's what's most impressive. So this where yesterday we got a better idea about their gross margin, meaning of how much profit they're making in percent. And I mean, their gross margin is 28%, a little bit over 28%. I mean, just compare this to Ford, where Ford has around 14% gross margin. And then there's a second metric that is the operating margin. And so the operating margin for Tesla is what, 14.6%. And again, compare this to Ford, 1.72%. So, I mean, this means that the Tesla is not only having a record revenue here, but also, I mean, record profit margins. I mean, this operating margin of 14% in the automotive industry is pretty much unheard of.
Yeah, that's huge. That's impressive.
Yeah. And I mean, they really have a tough time right now keeping up with the demand. I mean, right now you have to wait 10 months to buy a Model 3. It's crazy. And they say we were ramping up and that they opened the Gigafactory in Berlin. You might have heard about this. So if they are on the right track. So what do you think? Why are they down this morning?
You know, I mean, it could be that they're trying to keep up. And if they had those vehicles, the sales numbers would even be better. But, you know, I still think that there's a point where it's easier to take some profits off the table, get a little excited. You know, people are waiting for that news. And even if it comes up positive, there is a tendency at times to take a little profit off the table because you've been waiting for that report.
I mean, we see this impressive run up from June. So over the past, 4 months, where we were around 560 to now 880. I mean, this is a tremendous run up. And therefore, yeah, it's kind of a buy the rumor, sell the facts right now, some profit taking.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Well, the other thing is that Elon Musk recently said that he wants to sell Tesla Giga Beer in a Cybertruck-inspired bottle. Did you see that?
You know, I didn't see that, but it was crazy how that that Tesla tequila just flew off the shelves. It was gone.
And let me see if I find an image of that. No, I don't have it here. But yeah, the Tesla tequila was also a massive hit. So, yeah. Wow. Side business here for Elon Musk.
He'll have a wine of the month club with like little famous quotes from Elon.
All right. But also yesterday we had IBM reporting earnings. And boy, IBM this morning down more than 5%. And for IBM, 5% is a big move. So you see what happened here?
Yeah, I mean, with IBM, they beat estimates by 2 cents, adjusted quarterly earnings coming in at $2.52 a share. Revenue fell below forecast. So it seems like that's the key driver for this move lower, saying that there's some weakness in the company's cloud business and a pullback in client spending. That's not really what traders or stock owners want to hear.
Yeah, so this is a big hit for IBM. Let's see what happens here today in trading, if they can recover for it. I mean, if you look at a weekly chart, we're now getting back to some key support levels here that we had at around 133, 134.
Yeah, yeah, that's a daily?
That's a weekly.
Weekly, you went to, okay, weekly. I was just curious, might be a whale candidate, maybe? Let's see.
Yeah, let's see. Well, I mean, in other big news, PayPal said that they are thinking about acquiring Pinterest. So let's just take a look at this. PYPA, PayPal. And I mean, this is where they are slightly up. Yesterday, after announcing the news, they were down 5%. And this is where, because everybody says, okay, what the heck are they trying to do with Pinterest? I mean, this seems to be a kind of a forced marriage that doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I saw the moves. At first, I didn't know what the headline was or what the news was. And so PayPal, big drop yesterday, and then Pins is just going crazy. And I was wondering what the heck's going on. And I agree, you know, crazier things have happened, but it doesn't really seem to make a whole lot of sense yet. I mean, PayPal is basically a bank, you know, essentially. And then you have Pinterest, which is a social media platform. Maybe they have something up their sleeve, but I agree that the tie-in's a little bit odd.
Well, we also have to consider these are super early talks, and I mean, this deal can fall apart. It was just surprising that yesterday the news broke, and this will be the biggest acquisition of a social media company ever, because this deal yesterday, the rumors were, would be worth $45 billion and the largest acquisition thus far of a social media platform. I think it was around $26 billion, which was LinkedIn that was acquired by Microsoft a few years ago. So, I mean, almost twice as much right now.
Yeah, that's... We'll see where this goes.
All right, let's jump over to Bitcoin because, Bitcoin Yes, making now new all-time highs. So I'm switching back to a daily chart here. So this morning, pulling back a little bit, but yesterday, definitely. I mean, now let's go to the weekly chart so that we see what is happening. So yesterday, absolutely, we broke the previously established highs and trading now at 65,000 above the, what was it, 64,000 and something that we had established earlier in April.
Yeah, this is just blown right through, carrying the other digital currencies and cryptos with it, but blowing past those previous highs.
Yeah, Ethereum here also up now well above 4,000 again, marching towards 4,500. Yeah, and we had the crypto ETF launching on Tuesday. What was it again? Bito? Yeah. So Bito, I want to switch. It's a bit difficult to see it here since we already have two trading days. So maybe I'll switch back to a 5 minute chart so that we see better what was happening. So here we had the launch on Tuesday, 2 days ago. Yeah, at first initially sliding, then moving a little bit higher, and now, yeah, absolutely, already at 43. So yesterday up 3.2%.
And
Interesting.
once again, this is tracked to Bitcoin futures. So when you buy the ETF, it's not buying the actual digital currency, but futures, some might say, is a little more stable. Who knows?
Yeah. So let's
Hey,
switch to
Marcus,
today.
you have to, I'm sorry, but you have to bring up your favorite luxury shoe designer, Crocs, Crox.
CROX. There we go. There we go.
Marcus's
Whoa,
favorite
up
shoe.
10%.
Yeah, they had $2.47 earnings per share compared to $1.88 estimate, and also beat forecast. Digital sales up 69% in the quarter, so people are still loving their Crocs.
Stay at home, wear Crocs.
I think you go out and wear Crocs too. They're making them fancy now.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's see what's happening here pre-market because it's pretty interesting. So yesterday, let's actually start with the Dow futures. So yesterday, after making an intraday record high, they're pulling back here a little bit this morning. I want to switch to a 5 minute chart where we see that overnight, pretty much, yeah, been sliding lower. Then we had this little spike here just a few minutes ago, and now pulling back again.
Yeah, and I mean, here we're flirting with highs. We're still, getting through earnings. So there's all sorts of reasons. I saw a headline. I didn't look into it, but I saw that there was a sale that fell through for a services unit for Evergrande. That could potentially be contributing a little bit, but down a little bit as we head into the open.
Well, I mean, today we had unemployment claims, the weekly unemployment claims, and they came in again better than expected. So they are still below 300,000, and this is definitely something that traders pay attention to. So this gave the quick spike up, but it seems that all three major indices are pointing to a lower opening. So here's the
Yeah, that's
Nasdaq,
what's going on.
also a little bit all over the place, and here's the E-mini S&P. All right. So you remember yesterday we talked about that Facebook is planning to change its name as early as next week. So here's the deal. Right now, there's already betting websites that say, okay, what will the name be? And so I found this one. Just have to show this here really quick. So this is where they say, okay, what will be the new Facebook name? And so with odds of 4-to-1 virtual, with odds of 5-to-1 connect horizon, but then we also have with odds of 10-to-1, no, actually 100-to-1 Zuckers
That'd be my pick.
or even Meta Beast.
But he needs to go out and say that we will go with whatever people vote for most, and then you'll get another Bodie McFloat face. Did you ever hear about that? There's
No.
some anyway, they were trying to name a boat, and then the number one winner was Bodie McFloat
Really? Wow,
face.
crazy.
Anyway, I like Zuckers.
Zucker sounds good, right? Okay. And then also the news broke this morning, I think, or late yesterday, that former President Trump is now launching his social media network, and it will be called Truth Social. So we'll see. He's even planning to go public with this through a SPAC, and we'll definitely keep an eye on this and keep you updated of what's happening there.
Could be interesting.
All right. Hey, we've got to jump over to Trade Live with our Mastermind members. This will be definitely an interesting day. As you can see, a lot going on. So if you would like to know how exactly we trade these markets, we have a few videos in the description and popping up right now. And take a look at these, and we'll see you in the next stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.